This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news headlines first. 45 candidates registered nominations for the election of the National Assembly to be held on 23rd January. Second meeting of Central Committee of the Nepal Communist Party postponed till January 29, and Iran declare it will no longer abide by any of the restrictions imposed by the 2015 nuclear deal. Now the news in detail. A total of 45 candidates have registered their nominations for the election of the National Assembly to be held on 23rd January. The nomination registration process began at 10 a.m. and concluded at 3 in the afternoon yesterday. The Election Commission had designated the High Courts from the respective states as the offices of the returning officers for filing of the nominations. The candidates are competing for the 18 seats at the National Assembly. Assistant spokesperson of the Election Commission said the nomination process was concluded peacefully in all seven states. The second meeting of the Central Committee of the Nepal Communist Party, scheduled from January 8, has been postponed till January 29. Surya Thapa, the Deputy Chief of Nepal Communist Party Central Publicity Department and Prime Minister's Press Advisor, said the Communist Party Secretariat meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar decided to postpone the meeting as the Central Committee members would be involved in preparation of the National Assembly elections, which is taking place on January 23, 2020. Senior leader of the Nepal Communist Party, Madhav Kumar Nepal, has said responsibility of the ruling party has been increasing in the national politics. At a news conference organized by the press organization Kanchanpur at Bhimtattanagar yesterday, leader Nepal claimed that the Communist Party would be more powerful in coming National Assembly election, saying the Communist Party has become reliable and trustworthy party. He said the government should move ahead being serious as per the people's aspiration. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Bhattarai has left for Australia to participate in an inaugural ceremony of the Visit Nepal Year 2020. Ministry spokesperson Rudra Singh Tamang said Minister Bhattarai left for Australia last night to participate in the inaugural ceremony to be organised in Sydney on January 7. According to the Visit Nepal Year Secretariat, a Visit Nepal Year 2020 would be inaugurated at Nepali embassies in foreign countries. Even the non-resident Nepali associations and RNA will inaugurate it in the respective countries. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has endorsed Lakshmi Bahadur Nirala, recommended for the appointment as a member in the Judicial Council. The recommendation was endorsed unanimously yesterday. Committee President Lakshman Lal Karna said Nirala seemed a right candidate for the appointment on the basis of his competency and experiences. Nepal Communist Party Secretariat member and spokesperson of the Communist Party, Narayan Kaji, stressed a pledge to bring socio-economic transformation at home on the basis of socialism-oriented people's democracy. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Press Organization Nepal after the registration of his candidacy on behalf of the Communist Party for the post of upcoming National Assembly election at Pokhara West Election Officer's Office yesterday, leader stressed aside the country was moving ahead on the process of economic revolution and the party is committed to addressing people's aspirations for prosperity. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa left for Beijing yesterday morning. He is visiting China at the invitation of a Chinese Public Security Ministry. Home Minister's press coordinator Kiran Patrai said during his six-day visit, the Home Minister would hold meetings with Chinese Public Security Minister, high-level government officials and leaders of the Chinese Communist Party. Supervision and monitoring of bordering areas encroached by India in Bara district has been carried out. A team comprising representatives from Foreign Ministry, Defence Ministry, Nepal Army, Nepal Police and District Administration Office carried out the supervision and monitoring of bordering areas and no man's land in the district. Chief District Officer of Bara, Farnindra Mani Pokhrel, said that on-site supervision and monitoring of border pillars were carried out at Martihawa and Musarwa, Bara. Senior Citizen Knowledge Transfer Center will be established at local levels with an objective of transferring knowledge, skills and experience of senior citizens to new generation. The yesterday's meeting of the Women and Social Committee under the House of Representatives unanimously approved the Act related to Senior Citizen 2063, First Amendment Bill 2075 along with this provision and decided to submit it in the Central Assembly. The committee unanimously forwarded the Act along with necessary amendment after holding extensive discussion and decided to submit it in the Assembly. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यसो नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम Rastrako Sanchar.
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. On the initiation of Surkhet District Administration Office DAO, Surkhet, 300 chow goats were destroyed in the district in the past 3 days. Chow goat is a separate, poorly ventilated hut where menstruating women are made to stay in at least first 5 to 7 days. Following the government's direction to the local administration, the team led by Chief District Officer Basanta Adhikari demolished 300 such structures in 3 days. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Iran has declared that it will no longer abide by any of the restrictions imposed by the 2015 nuclear deal. In a statement, it said it would no longer observe limitations on its capacity for enrichment, the level of enrichment, the stock of enriched material or research and development. The announcement followed a meeting of the Iranian cabinet in Tehran. Tensions have been high over the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani by the U.S. in Baghdad. Hundreds of thousands turned out in Iran on Sunday to give Soleimani a hero's welcome ahead of its funeral on Tuesday. Earlier, Iraqi MPs had passed a non-binding resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country after the general's killing in a drone strike at Baghdad airport on Friday. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned that the devastating bushfires rising in the country might go on for months. At least 24 people have died since the fires began in September. Air quality in the capital Canberra was this weekend rated at the worst in the world. Morrison announced the creation of a recovery agency to help those who have lost homes and businesses in the fires. He has faced fierce criticism over the speed of his response to the crisis. The weekend saw some of the worst days of the crisis so far, with hundreds or more properties destroyed. Rural towns and major cities saw red skies, falling ash and smoke that clogged the air. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern and western regions, and partly cloudy in the central region. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the eastern and western regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 14.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 1.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. 45 candidates register nominations for the election of the National Assembly to be held on 23rd January. Second meeting of the Central Committee of the Nepal Communist Party postponed till January 29, and Iran declare it will no longer abide by any of the restrictions imposed by the 2015 nuclear deal. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.